we're playing a fun little segment called... You know, where other people's problems become our entertainment. Like today, rushing to school, hurriedly checked my reflection in a parked car's window. After a few seconds of patting down my hair, the blacked out window of the car rolled down to reveal a family awkwardly watching.
Dang it. When you're just trying to use
trying
the car
to use
window
the car
as
window.
A little mirror.
That's right.
Check the look.
That's
and
right.
You'll know that there's people in there. Yeah. Oh, dang it. Today I picked up a lady's dropped wallet.
Mm.
Chased after her despite my sprained ankle.
Nice.
I finally caught up to her.
Oh.
She smashed her chili sauce filled hot dog across my face and kicked me in the groin, accused me of stealing her wallet.
No!
I was kept at the police station for 3 hours.
Oh, that'll teach you to try and do anything good.
Wow, that went sideways anyways.
That did. That
oh,
did.
Oh, dang it.
Oh, all right.
Oh, dang it.
These are just examples of other people's problems. Now, our entertainment. Today, trying on jeans at the store. Thinking the changing room door was locked. Stripped down to my underwear. Suddenly, elderly woman opened the door, backed in, and said, "Oh,
no, no.
I thought this was the toilet."
No.
She'd already hiked up her skirt.
Oh, Grandma, no.
Grandma was getting ready.
No.
She had to go. She had to go.
Oh, I don't need to see Grandma's bits. No. No. Oh, no. Oh,
do
no.
A few more.
Oh, today, I only just found out that the abbreviation LBS is actually short for pounds.
Oh, okay.
I've been saying labs my entire life. I'm 21.
To be fair, it is a weird, weird thing. That's...
Right. Like, when did we start calling pounds LBs?
And
right?
Look, I know there are nerds that are listening that are like, well, it dates back to blah, 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 blah. And yes,
sure
we understand that there is an
sure.
explanation. Yes,
sure.
But we don't
sure.
need to hear that now.
Yeah.
Okay. Couple more. Today, to make a good impression, I brought in homemade blueberry muffins for all the coworkers. Everyone
nice.
Loved them. Up until the guy with a nut allergy had to be rushed to the hospital. Turns out my almond milk wasn't as nut-free as I thought. Welcome
almond,
to the team.
Almond is a nut.
Almond is a nut. Oh, no.
And
yeah.
On a side note, today I learned that an almond is a nut.
Exactly. That is the alternate thing that you learn.
That's the bonus learning I
that's
had.
Bonus learning.
Oh.
All right, we'll get to one more.
Today I woke up to find out that last night I got extremely drunk.
Oh, no.
Dumped my boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh, no.
Bought a female ostrich.
Huh?
Named it Frederick. And confessed my undying love for it on YouTube.
Oh, wow! Frederick! Oh,
that's
Frederick!
So that's so much. That reminds me of the bird in Up that named Kevin.
Kevin, yes! Wow!
Maybe that's her Kevin. So, but she dumped her boyfriend in 3 years?
And she's looking at her phone. She's like, why am I getting all these notifications? It's like, oh, people are commenting on YouTube. What YouTube? Hang on a second.
That was an active night. That was an active night.
Wow.
We did many things.
That indeed, yes. There you go.
Oh, wow.
When other people's problems become our entertainment, it's...
That was fun.
That is fun.
How long are we going to be able to use that little song for this bit intro?
Forever.
Is it going to have... Okay, all right.
All right, let's do some jokes.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Trumpets Meet, it's time for You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's for this fun little trophy here. Losers go first. I believe that
That's
was
me.
You,
That's
Kelly.
That's me. Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Our local bridge was closed today.
It was.
Still can't get over it.
Yes. Facts.
Yeah.
Kelly, two guys broke into my house and stole my calendar.
Oh.
Yeah, they each got 6 months.
Yeah. You split it up evenly.
That's right.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
What do you call a singing computer?
What do you call a singing computer?
Adele.
Rolling in the deep.
Hello from the other side.
Very good. Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
At a corporate board meeting, the CEO tells a joke. Everyone laughs except for one guy.
Mm.
Didn't you get it? The CEO asked the guy. Guy was like, oh, I got it. But today's my last day.
Oh.
Not laughing at your jokes anymore, buddy.
Oh. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
How you turn a soup into gold?
How?
Add 24 carats.
Okay. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Just found out archaeologists unearthed the largest leg bone ever found.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was quite the shindig.
Yes, it was. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
I changed all my passwords to Kenny.
You did?
Now I have all Kenny logins.
That makes sense.
All right.
No one's going to get that.
Like living in the danger zone.
No one's going to get that. Hey, Kelly.
Yeah?
What do you call a group of Navy Special Forces shopping with coupons?
What do you call a group of Navy Special Forces shopping with coupons?
Deal Team 6.
Deal Team 6.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
That's great.
Yes.
Hey, Ben, I never owned a telescope in my life.
You didn't.
But it's something I'm looking into.
Okay. Hey, what do you call that group if they decide to just shoplift instead?
Are we referring back to Deal Team 6?
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Steal Team 6.
Steal Team 6.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a little mini series. I like that.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Ben, looking back at all the successes and failures in my life, yes. I can't help but to be proud that at least the potty training thing stuck.
Mm.
Yeah. Successful at that.
Still working on that.
Badge of honor. Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
You know, what would you call that team if one of the team members turns the other one in?
I don't know.
Squeal Team 6.
Squeal Team 6.
Yes. Squeal Team 6.
Yes. I was going to say like Snitch Team 6, but that didn't work.
Squeal.
Squeal.
Squeal Team 6.
It was Squeal. That rhymes.
Yes.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Guy says I suggested to my wife that we go to the bar separately to relive our first date.
Oh, hey.
So I walked over to her and I said, hey, can I buy you a drink?
Uh-huh.
And she said, get lost. I'm not falling for that again.
Oh, wow. Okay.
That did not work out well.
No.
Much like your proposal might have.
Much like. If I tried to do that again. Hey,
yep.
Kelly.
Yeah.
What do you call Jesus with a fistful of coupons?
What do you call Jesus with a fistful of coupons?
Christ the Redeemer.
Thrifty.
Very.
Thrifty.
Very much so.
He could also turn water into wine. That's also thrifty.
Again, thrifty.
Hey, Ben.
Yes.
Four beer company CEOs walk into a bar.
Uh-huh.
The CEO of Budweiser orders a Bud Light.
Okay.
CEO of Miller orders a Miller Light.
Okay.
The CEO of Coors orders a Coors Light.
Uh-huh.
The CEO of Guinness orders a Coke. The other three look at him and say, why aren't you drinking a Guinness?
Yeah.
The CEO of a Guinness says, well, I figured if you three weren't ordering beer, it'd be rude if I did.
Oh.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
I figured as a Guinness drinker, you would appreciate that. Give me the trophy.
Take the trophy. That's yours.
Yay.
Hard in the paint on that one. That is You Laugh, You Lose. On 99.7 DJX. 99.7 DJX. What's a food you would get in a fight over? It's 99.7 DJX. Something you're so passionate about.
I wouldn't fight over food.
Well, you're not food motivated, Kelly.
I'm not. I have foods I enjoy.
Sure.
But not enough to fight anyone over them.
Yeah, all right. So this is a setting the bar story, and it's setting the bar story about siblings. So if you can manage to make it through the day without threatening violence over who ate the last sticky bun, then you're doing okay.
They are tasty, but come on now.
I do get it. Sticky buns are delish, especially if they're homemade or they're from a company that you really, really like.
Are you getting someone fired up right now? I feel like you're poking the bear. You're instigating right now. You're adding fuel to the fire.
Listen, this happened in Pennsylvania near Williamsport, and it's very possible that the sticky buns in question came from Mr. Sticky's, which is a local fan favorite where Maybe the siblings clashed, right?
Okay, so it's a little bit higher end than just your prepackaged processed ones you find at the grocery store.
Not like a Little Debbie, right? So okay. Anyways, police had to respond to residents to, quote, handle domestic disturbance with no weapons and no intoxication.
Oh no. Oh, wow. We weren't even drunk. Okay.
Domestic in progress. No weapons, no intoxication. 800 Rural Ave. 800 Rural Ave.
Uh-huh.
It is between siblings over who ate the last sticky bun.
Do you hear a little bit of tone when she said that? It was just a tinge of tone.
I mean, so I guess police were called because one of them got so worked up. He's like, I'm going to kill you.
Oh, wow.
Like that. Oh, like wow. had the rage monster come out. So yeah. they got the police involved. No word on like what the outcome was.
Any charges or anything?
However, though. I did dive into Mr. Sticky's, and it's like, and look, I enjoy a sticky bun as much as the rest of you.
Sure.
And
but this is Florida-like behavior. I mean, Pennsylvania, we expect a little bit more from you. This is Florida level.
I want to try a Mr. Sticky's sticky bun, though.
Oh, now you're all over this. Must be the hotness.
I want to see if this is, if it, is it worth it?
Like, does it live up to the hype?
Right. Like, if I taste it, am I going to go, okay, I get it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, I get it. You know, there's one more left.
You could just get in the car and go drive to get another one.
Listen, so, but that's not the point here. You know, the point is when you call dibs, when you call dibs on like the last one and then your stinking brother or sister rolls in and violates that treaty that you have just done.
Absolutely.
That is
fists are
wrong.
Gonna fly. Okay.
Yes.
What age are we talking about these siblings are?
Don't know.
Okay. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter.
But if you call dibs on something, Kelly, that is
law. That's law. Okay.
You're like, that last sticky bun's mine. I haven't had one yet.
Oh, okay. I didn't click on it. They do look really good.
I'm telling you, Kelly.
They do.
I'm telling you.
They do look like next level.
Right. Right.
Listen, they have shipping nationwide. Home delivery.
Wow.
Nationwide shipping.
Why don't
you should order some today.
I tell you, why don't you, since you're on the website, why don't you order a box? I'll give you our boss's credit card and we can just have some shipped to the radio station.
Learn more here. Okay. Oh, wow. They're $24 a dozen.
Okay. Anyways, I don't want to go down a wormhole, but I'm just saying, when you call dibs on something that's real, that just said the bar story. So I almost think like this is justified, but regardless, the police got involved and it's an example of what not to do. Okay?
Okay. All right.
All right. So again.
But kind of we get it. Okay.
Yeah. Setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without threatening violence over who ate the last sticky bun, then you're doing okay.
Listen, it says in all caps on the website, warning, extremely addictive.
Yeah.
So they warned you.
Yeah, absolutely. What's the stupidest fight you ever had with a sibling? All right. Mm. Would love to hear those. Already got a voice note from Amy. We got that. Cool.
Oh, great.
We'll get to those on the way and more of your stories on the way on 99.7 EJX. Listen, what's the stupidest fight you've ever had with a sibling of yours? Maybe it was over the last sticky bun and you called dibs and that jerk of a brother of yours ate it anyways.
That's law.
I'm telling you, when you call dibs.
Dibs is law.
When you call dibs.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. From Clarissa, my sister and I were at my mom's house in our early 20s wrestling on the kitchen floor for the bottom piece of the drumstick that has the chocolate in it, and I won.
Yes. That's legit. Those are legit tasty.
Yeah, those are.
Legit. We get those all the time. Mary, she ate the last Uncrustable. And tried to replace it with regular peanut butter and bread like I wouldn't notice.
Oh, those Uncrustables hit different.
They do.
They are good.
They're different. I don't know what it is about them that's different. It's just different.
Amy from Eminence.
My brother and I are 10 years apart. I'm actually 10 years older than him. Mm-hmm. I was left to babysit him. There was one day that he absolutely would not listen to me. He said, "You're not my mother."
Ooh.
So we had recently added on to our house.
You're not my mother argument.
You're not my mother. Yeah.
I'm sure that sat well.
And there was a particular closet that they put the doorknob on wrong. They put the lock on the outside of the door instead of the inside of the door. And I can remember dragging him into that closet. I didn't lock it, but dragging him into that closet when he made me so mad because he wouldn't listen to what I had told him to do. And we still joke about it to this day.
you're going to learn. Listen, you're going to learn. You're going to sit in this closet for a minute and think.
I am in charge.
That's right.
Tanya said, my sister told my boyfriend in high school that I practiced flirting in the mirror.
Oh, gosh.
I will carry this wound into my retirement years. Cuts That's, deep.
That is funny.
Oh, that Dave said we stopped talking for a week because my brother changed the fantasy football team name we built together. That name had history. That name had legacy. Yeah. I was mad.
Yeah, Tony the Welder, so many fights with the older brother over calling shotgun.
Oh, yeah.
In the car.
Absolutely.
And then, right in the front being, seat. And then it being stolen. So, yeah. Yep. Yeah, I mean, again, that's kind of like Dibs.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there are rules. They're not written anywhere, but it's the unwritten rules of calling dibs and shotgun.
It's kind of an etiquette.
Yes.
It's like etiquette rules. Julia said my brother posted an unapproved candid of me on Instagram where I was mid-blink holding a corn dog with my mouth open. He refused to take it down. I didn't speak to him for a month.
That is legit something, Kelly. Like that
1,000%
that is a Kelly K photo.
100%
Where
that happens to me all the time.
Yeah, we always get those photos of Kelly, and she's like,
I'm talking. I'm like mid sentence.
Oh shoot, that's funny.
Michelle said my sister was mad that I used her lip gloss and announced my breakup at a family dinner. Oh, yeah, she's single again.
Oh.
Almost flipped a breadbasket.
Jessica.
Why are you telling my stuff?
My sibling always ate my leftovers, even when my name was on it. Dang it!
Oh, that's awful. That is a reason you write your name
on it. That's right. That's stupid.
You're laying claim.
Listen, I wanted... It's like dibs. So Jessica rolls in and says, one of my older brothers, we fought about what was the longest snake in the world. Got to the point where we didn't even speak. And finally, there was a Steve Irwin episode came on and proved her right. She said, let's just say I gloated and he was not happy with me for a while.
That's so great.
This is the longest snake. No, it's not. Yes, it is.
Yes, when you get the receipts, what satisfaction.
Oh, my gosh.
Right?
That is the best. That is the best.
AJ says, when we were kids, my sister wrote an essay about her favorite things and the worst things about living at home.
Oh, no.
She said the worst thing was picking hair off my back every morning, making it sound like I had a hairy back. We didn't own a lint roller, and I needed her to get my hair that was on my shirt after fixing my hair. I was mortified.
All right. These are fun.
One more.
Oh, there's one more.
Jessica says, yes, I, like someone else said, am 10 years older than my brother and 11 years older than my sister. I was their babysitter. They never listened to me, but the one time I had to call my mom to come home was when they shut themselves in their shared toddler bedroom, covered themselves in butt cream and baby powder, and would throw used diapers from the diaper genie at me anytime I opened the door.
Wow.
They were 2 or 3 at the time.
Okay.
Oh, when you reach into the diaper genie.
Yeah, you know, that's...
the used
I was
going to
say, that means it's serious.
Wow.
That means it's serious.
Yes.
If there's one thing that we can take from this entire segment, it's that calling dibs and calling shotgun is literal law, okay?
Oh no, Samantha.
What happened to Samantha?
No, Samantha?
Do we have one more?
One more. When I was on that time of the month... my brother told all of his friends, and when we went to the public pool, no one wanted to play chicken with me.
Oh, no.
No.
That's something that'll scar a person.
Oh, that is.
That's something that'll scar a person. 502-795-1997. We get every sort of interaction there. Sometimes just random questions, like Amy, who asked us, if the alphabet could fight... what letter would win? She went ahead and offered her thought.
Okay.
Said, I felt like K was already posed to fight.
Oh, wow.
K, kind of like, I guess, just the way maybe like put them up, the Dukes.
Oh, yeah, maybe. That does look like it could be someone
I feel
ready
like
to fight.
That's prepare to be disappointed because I feel like Z is a scrappy one.
Oh, I was thinking maybe E. E is already like
Like thrusting things towards you?
In an attack.
Like in a sort of like stabby sort of way?
Right.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I may give you E. Are we assuming all these are capital letters?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because little E is a child.
Literally, just
and the
wants...
children don't fight. This is an adult fight.
This is a little. Yeah, little E just wants a sandwich.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
It looks like
little E's just hanging with his buds.
Trina texts in and says, "I feel like a T or a V or a W feels strong."
Okay. V, I can see like a T. V, a T you could just like kind of do like a roundhouse.
See, I don't think a V. I think you're going to be disappointed with V too because you just knock him over.
Well, yes.
Low center of gravity.
And V's already calling for victory. Right?
Yeah,
a little cocky. Yeah.
A little cocky
Same
there.
Same thing with W. W is a little like in like, celebration mode. Winner. Like, I already won. Yay.
It's like, you know what? Have some of this. And Z rolls in and surprises everyone.
Well, and E's got three legs.
Yeah, true.
It's kicking some major butt.
Yeah. So anyways, random question.
So thank you, Amy. And Ashley's like, what's the topic? I'm confused.
Listen, we don't even know. Amy had texted us, said, if the alphabet could fight, what letter would win? And so we started to go down the wormhole of that because we're children ourselves.
Right. Now,
and our
listen, O might be a sleeper just because you're thinking doesn't have any arms or legs. Right.
Right. Yeah. Just,
but or could be like chokehold. Right.
Oh, like go around your neck and tighten.
Choke you out. Yes.
Yeah. But if we're talking adult letters.
Right.
Then maybe it's too wide
maybe
and it just looks like
a shapeshift
and then it just looks like
o
a nice
choking you out
necklace.
Ashley's like maybe F because I don't F with him. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
I like the direction she went with that.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying the capital T. Mm. So that may be something.
M because it's built like a brick house. Maybe. Does sound a little indestructible.
I still think Z. Z just seems scrappy. And it's at the end of it's at the end, so you don't expect.
Oh, okay. See, right. Melissa's just like cursive or print, going with Z either way. So yeah, she's on Team Z with you.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying T, though. All right. Okay. We don't need to continue this. This is.
But clearly, people are starting to get invested. O could straight up swallow you, according to Brittany. See, that's what I was kind of thinking. Looks unassuming. Oh, it's sweet. It's the shape of a donut. And then, oh, yeah, it's joking me out.
Yeah, but then
could be that.
But then O would almost have to throw his younger daughter.
Well, he'd have to get someone to toss him over.
Hey, T, can you help?
Yes, maybe T could fling the O, and they could like if it was like a team fight.
Yeah,
maybe.
Yeah, are we dividing it down the middle? Like,
I don't know. Is
L not knowing where to go?
L is just yes. L is just like a chair for anyone that needs to take a breather.
Okay. Sorry I brought this up.
Tiffany's like X, completely stable on all sides, also valid. You kind of forgot about X, didn't you?
Kelly, you're continuing this conversation
well,
when I said we need to.
Everyone else is rolling into it.
They're all
enabling it.
It's just a random thought. I'm sorry I brought it up. Well, I'll never bring up random thoughts again.
O could also roll you over like a boulder. That is an excellent choice. There's a lot of strong points coming in for O. Like you didn't think, and then you're like, No.
No? You are wrong.
There's a lot of people for the X.
Z would just put it
argument.
Down. Anyhow.
Kate says G because he's gangster.
Kelly, move on!
I can't.
You think I'm bad. Kelly has the brain of a squirrel.
Well, listen, everybody's jumping in. Brooke says, I feel like I'm listening to a public reading of Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. That is kind of a perfect description of the show sometimes. Okay. The random conversation. Listen, it's Amy's fault. Why are you yelling at me?
No, Kylie did say, why is everyone sleeping on X? It's literally a throwing star. Well,
that is true.
Assuming that someone throws it.
Right.
Who's going to throw X?
Well, some of them might need friends. And if it's
Sorry. I keep enabling it. We got to move on.
Ken says, this sounds like a drunken Ben and Kelly time.
We got to move on.
This is going to be one of those segments. It is.
Please take a deep breath?
If we slow it down, it's going to stop.
Can you please take a deep breath and compose yourself for a hot second?
What about F? F could be like.
Kelly! We're done talking about letters fighting, okay? Amy, this is the last time I blind read anything that you send us.
Amy loses number
lose this number. We're going to block. Blocked. Blocked. Block We're blocking Amy. We're blocking Amy.
I can't see.
Oh, shoot.
There's some really strong, solid points, though.
Okay.
For some of these letters. Strong, solid arguments.
Take a beat.
Okay.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Group therapy is next.
Okay. We got to shift gears. But thank you for everybody that's rolling in. Oh, Luke, what the
fuck? Well, you know! No!
What?
No!
What
if you No! Quit! Turn off your monitor!
Okay! Cute, because the extra arm can put on the choke.
Kelly! Sorry. We're trying to move on!
Okay! You will just hit a button or something. You have the ability to do that.
Okay, I'm going to turn you off.
Can you still hear me? It's on.
Time for a little group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey, Ben and Kelly, I know this probably is going to fall high on your scandal meter for a group therapy, but I felt like it was in your wheelhouse.
Okay.
My husband has this little morning habit that's kind of bizarre. He made up his own song. He sings in the morning when he uses the restroom.
Okay.
It goes, peeing in the toilet, peeing in the sea, peeing in the river, peeing is for me.
Okay.
Dang it, why'd she make me say that? This is something a toddler would do, am I right? Like, what in the world? It's bothering me in my head, shoulders, knees, and toes, knees, and toes.
Okay.
See what I did there?
Right.
Kind of hilarious, kind of bizarre, kind of driving me insane. I don't think he realizes I can hear him. I've considered singing along with him in a passive-aggressive but fun way to clue him in that I hear every morning. What do you think? Signed, Mrs. P Song.
I think you get on board, Mrs. P Song.
You know the lyrics.
I mean,
chime in.
Yeah, I don't see an issue with that at all.
That would let him know. You hear it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, hey, you know, everybody does their own quirky things, right?
Yep. You know, that's a quirk.
You know, I'm sure you do a little dance when you eat food that you enjoy a lot.
I do that.
Yeah, you do a little 100%. Happy food dance.
Yes.
Yeah, for sure.
Doesn't matter if we're in a restaurant, I'm doing it.
And I'm sure he notices things that you do that are like, huh, okay, that's a little strange. But you know what? You find the things, and that's the good stuff of
that's
relationships.
Little freak flags that nobody else knows.
Yeah, exactly. Well, now we do, but you know.
You're an insider.
Yes. Be happy to know the privileged little song that he sings in the morning.
That's kind of great.
I mean, I sing little songs to my dogs and cats.
What kind of songs do you sing?
I just make them up on the spur of the moment, you know.
Okay, just based on
it's
the
based
situation.
On what's happening right now. Yes, I'll sing them little songs and things like that, or sing the cats little songs or whatever. And yeah, it's odd and it's strange, but
I think they appreciate it.
I'm sure they do. So, yeah, I mean, I don't know really where to go from here other than just to say, hey, it's fine.
Let's put your significant other's little quirks on blast so that she feels better.
Okay.
Is it one of those?
Sure. If you've got a little quirk or your significant other has a quirk that you'd like to share, 502-795-1997. There, we'll do that.
Let's share our quirks.
Okay. It's
so
those.
So Mrs. P Song doesn't feel so bad.
Get on board, Mrs. P Song. That's,
I would say yes. Perform with him.
Yeah, yeah. Just be fine with that. But yeah, 502-795-1997. If your significant other has a little quirk that you'd like to share, I'd love to hear your story about. Maybe your husband sings a little P song in the morning. How's it go, Kelly?
Peeing in the toilet, peeing in the sea, peeing in the river, peeing is for me. Did you record that? Stop it. Do not save that.
Maybe your significant other has a little song about loving scotch.
I love scotch. Scotchy, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly.
Down into my belly.
Or maybe they sing a cleanup song.
Clean up, clean up.
Yes.
Everybody, let's clean up.
Oh, I'm going to start doing that. I'm going to start doing that 100%. The kids are going to love it. Jess on Facebook says, you're no fun. Christy says, so what? I have a nap song. Your hubby's trying to start his day with some fun. Let him, because the world sucks.
Nap okay, song.
Yes.
I want to hear the nap song.
Sure. I do too.
I want to hear the nap song. That's
yeah,
funny.
Catherine on Facebook says the only issue I have with this is being that dang cheery in the morning. Mm. I have one of those too. Sings to the dogs, good morning, in a singing way. Can even throw in a whistle in there. Ugh. Calm TF down, bro. Nobody wants that when there's sleep to be had.
Oh, okay. So she's kind of on the side of the Catherine's wife there of, yep. of Mrs. P song.
Yeah.
I got a message from Brooke said, I whistle at work. Put myself in a good mood. Now my coworker does it. Little did I know how annoying it actually is.
When someone kind of mirrors back your little quirk and then you're like, oh.
See?
All right.
You know what? Everybody's got their quirks. You know what? If it's not harmful, then right. let it happen.
Exactly. Cookie Binzer says on Facebook, dad jokes. That'll get under your skin. Just toss some dad jokes at him incessantly.
Yeah, you could do that. Could do
get
that.
A sound machine is another one. Sing along with them. Beth says, yeah, we suggested that. Just kind of, you know the lyrics.
Right.
Sing along
or
with them.
Record them doing it. Record them doing it and play it back for them. I mean,
exactly.
you know, just have a sense of humor is basically
exactly.
what we're saying.
Just
so.
Say, hey, I like your little song.
Yeah.
Wait, I got it. We got to add a beat to it. Maybe if she just adds beat to it, records it, and makes a remix.
There you go.
That could be the song of the summer.
yeah. The pea song, the song of the summer. All right.
I think it's
interesting how your thoughts go down a weird wormhole. But
it does.
Yes.
Yes. What can we do with this? Let's make it a banger. A little morning banger.
All right. Well, good luck on your morning little banger pee song remix. Keep us posted on how that all works out, all right? And send it to us if you get it produced, all right?
We'll play it.
Play a fun little game, shall we? Called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Introduce you to Amanda calling us from downtown. Hi, Amanda.
Hi.
Hi there. Amanda's got brown hair, is 5'3", works at Jewish Hospital, drives a Ford, and is single, but is happy, and it's also looking. So,
okay, well, there you go.
Just
that's
keeping her options.
It.
Yeah,
just
keeping her options open.
Whatever happens, it's going to happen. That's great.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes, right. When was your last relationship?
Oh, that's really sad. We're not going to talk about that.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
well, we're not
right.
going to talk about that. So we're looking forward. We're looking to the future.
We are definitely looking to the future.
We're not going to talk about that.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about that.
All right, that's good. All right, so Little Kid Drunk Adult is where we're playing, Amanda, and Kelly's going to explain how it works.
Well, you're going to hear three stories. You have to determine is the star of the story little kid or drunk adult at the time.
Got it.
And none of them are you. Yay.
All right. So here we go. Here's the first one.
I ate an entire cake made out of sand.
Tasty.
Yep.
This is either a dare or to try to impress a girl, maybe.
I'm just, I hope that he's a toddler.
Okay, you're gonna say yeah. little kid, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So Kelly, you're saying that too?
Uh huh.
Okay.
I was a little kid.
There you go. Yes,
yes.
Little kid. Accurate.
I was about 10 and we lived close to the beach. So one weekend I went down with a bucket and brought it back home, made this big cake. And when this girl I liked that lived down the street came over, I told her I wanted to show her something. I guess I thought it would impress her. Anyway, worst idea ever. She yeah. was grossed out. My mom was pissed. It was just bad all around.
He was a little bit too old to still be
yes!
eating.
That's right. Exactly what I was thinking.
Right.
Yes, we
Ten
were on point
old.
With impressing a girl. Okay. Doesn't he sound exactly like comedian Nick Swardson?
Nick Swardson? Oh,
he
yeah, yeah.
Exactly like Nick. Was that Nick Swardson?
It does sound like
on
it.
On our show?
That is funny.
I'm totally impressed if that was.
Okay. Amanda, you're one for one. Good job. Here we go. Next one. Little kid, drunk adult.
I brushed my teeth. With Bengay.
Mm.
Why are we putting these things in our mouth?
Well,
definitely drunk.
Definitely drunk.
Marketing label.
Yeah.
Definitely just grab the tube.
Yeah,
I'm
grab
on
the tube.
Board with that. Yes.
Yeah, maybe in the medicine cabinet you just grab
yeah.
and yeah, yeah, something like
but
that.
But you know what? Kudos
too
if that's the case.
Realize.
Too
yeah.
drunk to realize until it hits the mouth. That's for sure.
But still worried about oral hygiene. Which
yes,
is great.
Oral hygiene is very important. All right, Amanda, you said drunk adult. Kelly, you said drunk adult too.
I'm agreeing. Yes.
All right.
I was a drunk adult.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
My
yeah.
roommate was an athlete in college, and I came home drunk one night. We shared a bathroom, and completely out of it, I apparently grabbed her tube of Bengay instead of the toothpaste. And I didn't realize it till my mouth was on fire.
Amanda, you haven't seen any patients like that, have you?
No.
All right.
Okay, that's good.
All right, that's good. We literally got a text from Missy who said, I made the same mistake. However, I brushed my teeth with numbing medication because both the tubes looked identical with the same label and everything.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's great.
That has lasting effects.
It does. It scars your brain. All right, yeah. Amanda, you so far are perfect.
Playing the game. Let's go.
Yep, let's try to get this last one right. Here we go. Little kid, drunk adult.
I said a curse word on the DJ microphone at a wedding and got in serious trouble.
All right.
Okay.
A little swearing at the...
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult, yeah, you know. A little rowdy there at a wedding reception.
I feel like it's a kid.
Really?
All right. Yeah. I think it's more offensive when it's a kid cussing on a microphone in front of a crowd of people, right?
I don't know.
Probably.
All right, so Kelly's saying little kid.
One
Amanda
of us is going to be right.
You're saying drunk adult?
Yep.
I was a little kid.
I want to tell you.
Little kid swearing on the mic.
I was like, I don't know, 3 or 4 years old. I'm at my aunt's wedding.
3 or 4. I love it.
And the DJ thought it would be cute to get me on the mic. So he asked me if I'm having a good time. And I'm like, yeah, it's great. My new uncle is so cool. And like the crowd is cheering. They're eating me up. They love it. And then the DJ asked me if I think the food is good, and I said into the microphone that it tasted like
There's not one chicken nugget in this place. That's funny.
And then I wanted chicken fingers instead, and my mom was mortified.
That is funny. Yeah, chicken fingers. Amanda, 2 out of 3 ain't bad.
The caterer didn't take offense because, again, 3 or 4 years old, right?
Yeah, what are you going to do?
They have a discerning palate.
Hey, Amanda, congratulations. Oh, you got the hookup, all right?
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks so much for hanging out, for playing with us this
Holiday
morning.
World.
And hang tight. We're going to get a little more information from you, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, cool. We want more of your stories, though, all right?
Yeah, and by the way, Todd is rolling in on the text line. Tell Amanda I said hello. Give her my number. I am single.
No. Did you hear that, Amanda?
That's the bonus prize, Amanda.
You got people rolling in on the text line saying, "Hey, I'd like to learn more about Amanda." just know you have options. Mama's on the hunt. She said,
Have just made this a little bonus, like misconnection.
That's adorable. All right, Amanda. We'll talk to you off the air. All right.
All righty.
All right.
Thank you.
Cool. Hang on.
This is great. What a bonus prize!
All right. Send us your little kid drunk adult. All right.
Yeah, we need these stories. Otherwise, this bit cannot live.
Nope.
So if you've got one you think fits the bill, give us a little voice note. Start with a little teaser. Reveal the answer. Finish the story. Email it benandkellyshow@gmail.com.
So Google posted the top 5 is it rude questions that we've been Googling. So I thought we would just take a look at some of those questions and determine whether or not they are actually rude.
Okay.
First one, is it rude to refuse a gift?
Ooh. I think overall, yes.
Really?
Yeah. Unless it's like super elaborate, over the top, like super expensive, maybe borderline inappropriate.
Borderline inappropriate?
Yeah. Yeah. Like if it's from someone that's probably inappropriate.
Oh, you mean like ex?
Like if a boss is giving you lingerie,
right?
I'd refuse that.
Right. You say, no, thank you, though. Appreciate the thought.
Right.
Do you even say do you say appreciate the thought?
Nope, I don't think we do. I just think, nope, I feel like
you
that's
don't want them to even think about that.
Nope.
Hey, when you were looking at this lingerie, I so am happy that you thought of me.
Yeah, nope. But I don't think that's a typical scenario that a lot of people have to face. Yeah.
Well, I hope not.
But I feel like if it's a small, sweet gift. Now, if it's really over the top and super expensive and or inappropriate, then no, it's not rude.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's rude to refuse.
Ever?
Like, you know, even if it's just something small, it's like, oh, no, it's all right. You keep it, you know? I get that. Yes, it could be. I don't know. That's too much of. There's too many gray areas in that statement to just be cut and dry, right?
Okay. So what does Google say? Google says generally yes, it's considered rude to refuse a gift. Accepting a gift graciously, even if you don't particularly like it, is usually the more polite approach. That's according to Google AI.
All right. Well, I guess I differ from Google this time.
There is a link, though, of when it might be acceptable to refuse. Probably involves lingerie from the boss.
Next one. Is it rude to wear sunglasses indoors?
Rude to wear. I mean, I think it's odd because.
I think it's odd, but I don't think it's rude.
I don't think it's rude. I think it's a little weird because the purpose of sunglasses is to keep the sun out of your eyes. And if you're inside, you don't have to worry about that. Now, there are some reasons, like what if you had like eye surgery?
Right.
Or something like
that. Right, right, right. And there are circumstances. And I guess maybe we're just assuming that, hey, your eyes are normal. Everything's fine. Why are you wearing sunglasses?
You don't need inside.
Exactly. Yes. Exactly. I still don't think it's rude. I just think it's weird. Whatever.
It's weird. Exactly.
All right. Top is it rude questions. Is it rude to invite someone to a bridal shower and not the wedding?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That has been Googled that much?
Yes. Because I feel like if you're invited to the bridal shower, you know the bride pretty well. Because I feel like that's a more intimate gathering than the wedding.
Wow.
Because I feel like more fringe people make it to the wedding than do a bridal shower.
Wow.
Yeah. You're a close friend to the bride if you're going to the bridal shower.
I'm just
bringing a gift.
Now I'm just waiting for a group therapy to come through with, hey, can I do this?
Or, hey, I was invited to the bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Right, exactly. Exactly. What gives?
Isn't that rude? I feel like it's rude.
Okay, so are we saying yes on that one?
I feel like yes.
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 All right.
Do you want me, should we find out what Google said?
I mean, I think Google's going to say agree, right?
I feel like, but they didn't on the first one. Hang on. Copy and paste it. It says, yes, it's generally considered rude and inappropriate to invite someone to a bridal shower, but not the wedding.
Yeah.
Again, bridal shower is meant to celebrate the upcoming wedding with close friends and family who will be attending the wedding.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Yes.
A couple more. Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yes. Also odd.
It's like the toddler stage where the toddlers have zero a social understanding of that and just sit there and stare.
Right.
And you're like checking out
Make sure it'll last longer.
Well, you're like checking out at a grocery store and the kid behind you just staring at you. You're like, what?
Yeah, it's like what? It starts to make you self-conscious. Is there something on my face?
What are you looking at?
Is there a stain on my clothes?
What
is going on?
Is it rude to stare at someone?
Yeah,
so,
Google says yes, it is.
Yeah,
considered rude to stare at someone.
Yeah.
It can make people feel uncomfortable, self-conscious, even targeted.
One last one. Is it rude to go to a restaurant an hour before it closes? I'm going to say no. But if it's a sit-down restaurant, then usually if it's a sit-down restaurant, don't they stop? Oh, maybe not. Maybe they don't.
Well, Google didn't have an answer to this, but it brought up a Reddit thread. It says an hour before close is absolutely fine, but don't linger.
Yeah, so that's the thing. I would say if it's not necessarily a sit-down restaurant, you can just take your stuff and go. You could go 15 minutes before it closes and be fine. But you're getting into that danger zone where I worked in food service. Man, you see
someone
that.
Someone walks in, you're like, oh,
you
no.
are walking to lock the door, and someone walks in, you're like, dang it!
You're not locking the door an hour before close.
No. I'm saying, like, if you close at 10 and you're walking up there to lock it at 10 and someone sneaks in, you're like, dang it!
Yeah.
No. All right. All right.
That is absolutely rude to a sit down restaurant. Well, and at that point, I think you can say, no, we close at 10.
Yeah, well,
if someone's walking in at 10, you close at 10, you can tell them we close at 10.
Yeah, I know, but then you got to engage with them and tell them all that stuff. It's easier if they just come to a locked door.
But again, what if as you're locking it and there's no, you can't avoid the interaction. They're right there.
Kelly.
Ben.
Yeah, so there you go.
An hour, we're fine.
Yeah, an hour, I think you're good. I think
just,
you're good.
Yeah. All right. Don't be lingering.
All right. So there you go. Just a few of the top is it rude questions going through.
Is it rude to refuse a gift?
The lingerie is lovely. Thank you so much for thinking of me.
Boss. It's a little, I didn't get you the same thing for Boss's Day. Sorry.
Right. It's not quite my size, but I appreciate it. 99.7 DJX. Wow. Those socially awkward, misread social cues that everybody deals with in their life. You know, when it's like when a waitress says, enjoy your meal, and you say, you too.
Right, because they're not eating.
They're not eating. They're working. No, yes. They're working. Yeah.
You too. You too.
Yes.
Yeah. Enjoy your flight. You too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. But yeah, people are sharing the times that they seriously misread some social cues. And
one of the comments, I thought the bartender said, you look nice. So I said, oh, thanks. And did a little twirl. She repeated herself and said, would you like ice with a scoop in hand and everything?
Oh, this is a great outfit.
Yeah, I'm not commenting on your outfit.
I love it.
You want ice.
I love it.
Your beverage I'm making for you.
This one lady thought someone was having a garage sale, so she started shopping. But the homeowner was just cleaning out their garage.
Oh, no. How much for the rake?
No, I'm not selling the rake. No, I know. Okay,
great.
$5 for the rake.
I moved everything to the driveway so I can sweep,
so I can
out
sweep
the
it out.
Not
yes.
For sale.
That's funny.
Oh, wow. Got another one. The first and last time I ever spoke in court, I called the judge Your Majesty by accident instead of Your Honor.
Your Majesty. That's funny. The misread social cues, thought my neighbor was my DoorDash driver and I grabbed her bag from her hands. That must be a new neighbor or an apartment complex or something. Yeah.
Something.
Hey, thanks. I'll take that.
Yeah.
I just got robbed.
Oh, I was in a chocolate store, and it looked like the woman working there was putting out free samples on the counter.
Oh.
So I took one.
Of course.
She was actually preparing a customer's order. They both stared at me, horrified, while I stood there chewing.
It's really good.
This is
really good. Are you getting some of these? are you getting? You should. You should, because they're really good.
You should get some. I was trying.
I always do the awkward, are we shaking hands? Are we doing the bro hug?
Right.
Are we doing
a fist bump?
I will always misread that social cue.
Well, yes. And it's different now after COVID because now you don't know. There are some people that are just like, I'm not shaking hands anymore.
I'm still fist bumping or whatever.
Yeah.
Or I'll go in for the handshake and they'll be going in for the hug. And then it's the awkward, like, okay. And then you kind of move your hand. Hand up and you're like, oh, that is my life in a nutshell.
Yeah. Well, it's difficult, I think, for everybody because, like, I'm a hugger and then I have to assess, are you also a hugger when I meet someone? And so that's always going to be my battle.
Yeah.
Are we hugging or not?
Right.
Are we
right.
Just like standing there waving?
And then it's weird.
Right there.
And then it's weird when, like, if you've hugged someone once, are you hugging them every time?
I think you're hugging every time.
Or can you switch back to just the handshake?
No, I feel like then you've downgraded the relationship.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
I feel like
then you've downgraded the relationship?
I feel like that's a demotion.
Oh, gosh.
Right?
You have been downgraded to now just a handshake. Good day. Good day to you.
Yes, you're in a hugging club. And then if you're not hugging anymore, I feel like you don't mean as much.
Oh, my God. Gosh.
I feel like that's the way I would take it.
Because I've done that before where I've hugged someone and then I've shaken their hand the next time. Those misread social cues that are always so awkward. Marley.
Just a few months ago, actually, I was over with my husband at my father-in-law's house and he stuck out his hand to like just dap me up. And for some reason, I shook his hand. And my husband and I have been together for 6 years.
He was dapping you up, and then you shook his hand?
I shook my father-in-law's hand after 6 years of knowing each other well.
No, yeah, you're in the family. We're hugging or something, right? All every time.
I'm established.
Yes, it you're established.
Yeah,
yes.
I got back to the car and I looked at my husband and I was like, why did I do that?
You're like, why? And good day to you.
Good day, sir.
Yeah, I was mortified.
That's funny, Marley. Thank you.
Oh, that's fantastic. Angie in Indiana texted, I asked a couple of people pushing a pallet of water through Sam's for two cases. They didn't work there. They were just getting them for themselves.
Oh. Oh my gosh, this one. I was taking an Uber to the airport. The driver asked American, and so I proceeded to say my nationality and entire backstory around it for him then to say, great, American Airlines,
yes.
Or...
Like, where do I drop you off? Which gate do you need? <That's great. laughs> Oh, I got a text from favorite Brad. Went to Chick-fil-A when they started saying, my pleasure.
Uh-huh.
After taking your order, I thought the girl was flirting with me, and then I heard her say, my pleasure, to everyone that came through, and I realized I was just dumb.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, poor favorite Brad.
A waiter at a fancy seafood restaurant cut my steak for me and had it on the fork. He was handing me the fork, but I leaned over and took a bite while he was feeding me. The silence was deafening. Thank you. Yes, I will. Thank you.
Toddler, you're my mommy.
Here comes the airplane.
Oh my gosh.
That's
great.
That's too much.
Oh, wow. Oh, gosh. I got into an elevator with a woman who told me what button to press. Mm. I hesitated so badly that I said, sorry, I'm blind. She looked mortified, pressed the button, and I had to stare off as if I really was blind.
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world?
Oh, my gosh.
What in the world?
That is hysterical.
Oh, gosh.
That is
phenomenal.
Oh my gosh, we got a text from a listener. I went to the doctor and she did my exam and said, you're a beast. And I said, really, a beast? And she said, no, I said, you're obese.
Oh, gosh.
And then she said, let's check your ears next.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. That's like a dad joke. Oh, my gosh. Legit. Oh, my
These are the misread social cues.
Melissa said, thought a coworker was going for a hug, but they were just reaching for the printer paper behind me.
Oh, no.
I basically tackled them with affection. HR witnessed it.
Yes, let's hug. We're finally hugging.
Yes,
we're finally hugging.
Co-workers, we're family.
That's funny because Allison, who texted it, said, I'm such a hugger and I almost get offended when someone isn't.
Yes.
That is so funny.
Same. I'm kind of right there with you.
Couple more. Those misread social cues. Tony said, congrats to a woman I thought was pregnant.
No.
She was not.
No.
I blacked out from the awkwardness.
No.
Yeah.
We never assume that.
Wow.
Never, ever. Even if it's blatantly obvious, you don't assume it. You wait for them to acknowledge it. OMG. OMG. OMG.
Oh, wow.
Oh, here's another. Stephanie, I thought a guy was flirting with me.
Uh-huh.
So I flirted back.
Yes.
And then he said, trying to set you up with my roommate. Well, that tracks. That tracks, yeah.
Batting for the wrong team here. Yeah, so trying to actually set you up with someone else.
You are not my type, but my roommate is up your alley.
She's like, oh, well, thank you. Mm-hmm. This is great. Wonderful. Classic misread social cues. Thank you for the stories on those. So on 99.7 JX. Over the weekend, I had a... kind of a date with my wife, my daughter, my other daughter, and her boyfriend, right? And so they set up the whole, evening, and we were going to go to Topgolf. We were going to, have some fun and all that stuff. And then I was like, I asked my wife, I was like, hey, when are we meeting? And they were like, well, they set the reservation for 7:45. And I said, 7:45?
What's the matter with 7:45?
That means we're going to be out till at least 10.
Oh, bless your heart. People's got to get back.
I know. I was like,
yeah.
Oh,
boy. Can we move that up to 6? I need to be home by 8.
7:45?
Okay? Yeah.
I mean, look, turned out to be fine. But it was just the thought of it was like, wow, that's late. And then I thought, wow. what's a sign of you getting old without a sign of you getting old? And that's that.
That's it.
That's
tell
that,
me you're getting
right?
old without telling me you're getting old. Yep.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. And then there was a survey that was done where a bunch of Gen Zers were like, yeah, you know what? Old? And, you know, I'm sure you've seen those TikToks and those reels where they ask kids, they're like, hey, what year do you have to be born in to be considered old? And, you know, and they're like, 1998. And it just, like, for a certain age, it just kills you a little bit inside. You're like,
yeah, it does. Like, I was born way before that.
Oh. Yeah, so Gen Zers are like, yeah, if you're over 35, old.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Over 35 is considered old?
Obviously, it matters who you ask. If you ask someone who's 35 what old is, they're not going to say 35.
No, you're in your prime.
Yeah, and so they're going to say, you know, obviously an age that's older than them, but...
Your 30s, you are still young, but you have earned respect.
Well, and
you've got some things figured out.
You started to figure out, like, your job, maybe your financial situation,
your
relationship situation.
Yes.
Some of that stuff is starting to come into focus, and, you know, 20s are all about figuring all that stuff out.
Right.
You're still a kid, but you're burdened with adult stuff.
Yeah, suddenly when you hit 30, though, I feel like, oh, now I'm an adult.
Oh,
right.
But
some respect now.
Well, when you hit 30, it still is like you're supposed to be an adult, and you're like, I don't know.
Exactly.
I'm
still closer to my 20s. I'm just still going to be kind of a yahoo. Yeah.
And that was on display hardcore for me when it was like, yeah, we're going to meet them at 7:45. I'm like, oh.
It does feel like a little late for a Sunday.
Oh, well, it was.
Was this Saturday night? Are you telling me this was Saturday night or Friday night?
It was Saturday night.
Are you kidding me? I take it back.
Come on.
I was with you this was last night. I was with you. This is going into Monday and you're going to have to work. But you are complaining about waiting to go out to 7:45 on a Saturday night, sir? Check yourself.
Yes.
Check yourself because live with the normal people. Have fun on a Saturday. What time do you typically go to bed on a Saturday night?
I mean...
What time are you turning in?
I mean, 10
are
o'clock
you
is... Unless,
really?
Unless I take a nap and I gear myself up for something, you know.
Are you sleeping in on a Saturday morning? That's the time when you could do that so that you can stay up and stay up late like normal people on a Saturday night.
Yeah, thanks, Kelly.
I'm just saying... I don't mean to shame you, but I'm shaming you a little.
No, like, you are. You're definitely shaming me. I feel it.
All right. Let's hold on to our youth by staying up past 10 on a Saturday.
Let's talk about who's holding on to their youth as I crushed everybody in Topgolf. So.
Oh, okay. So you've got your skills on display.
old guy over here still has got it a little bit.
But if Peepaw needs to crush it really early so he can still get to bed by 10.
Yeah, that's right. I was like, listen.
It's hard to defend.
Wait, we have this. We have this for two hours.
But we were gonna meet at the buffet at 4.
I know.
If we could just meet at the buffet at 4.
Hey, are the happy hour deals done yet?
We could be done by 6:30, and I can be on my way home.
And then we'll be fine. Oh no, it was a great time. Anyways, I was just reminded.
You should have just told us all it was Sunday. We might have given you a little bit, but you're telling me Saturday.
Is it too late to change it? It actually was last night. It was just last night. It was Sunday night. And
too late. Everybody knows you go to bed by 10 on Saturdays.
99.7 DJX. Can we make it sexy? Can we make it sexy?
No.
Can we take normal things, read them sexy? All because my wife decided to read pancake directions. Mix the wet ingredients in a medium bowl. Whisk together milk.
You leave this
butter,
in your kitchen?
Eggs. So I thought, all right, let's do it with normal things.
Ruined pancakes for me.
Kelly, you want to start?
Ruined.
Someone texted in, read the Tide detergent box.
Fine. I'll play your little reindeer game because Okay. You're forcing me to put a camera in my face.
All right, let us know. Can we make it sexy?
How much laundry detergent to use? Here we go. Ever seen white residues on your clothes after washing and thought, I've used too much detergent in that load? Well, not necessarily. Despite the evidence, chances are that you've actually put too many clothes in the load rather than too much detergent.
All right, well done.
Is that what you're looking for?
Well done. Yes, thank
you.
Is that
what you want?
Thank you. That's what I want.
You just wanted to hear me say load.
Okay, can we make it sexy? Can we make it sexy?
I think you did. Someone else suggested read the Nextdoor app. All right. What's going on near Brownsboro and Ewing? I saw two cops by Domino's.
No, I don't think that's helping. I don't think that's helping at all. That's weird.
I saw two cops by Domino's.
I don't think nothing can make that sexy. Here's another one from Nextdoor.
Okay.
I'm having trouble setting up my doorbell camera. I'm going through the setup process, but then at the end, it still says device is offline.
Oh, no.
What gives?
What gives?
This is so awkward.
It's just
I
awkward.
Hate myself for doing this.
Can we make it sexy? Oh, my gosh. Someone texted in. Explain how to use a fishing pole.
Oh, no. It has the word pole.
You want me to do it or you want to do it?
Yes, you do it. Yes.
Can we make it sexy? All right.
I'm not talking about a pole. Oh, you're going to keep that too.
To use a fishing pole, hold the pole in your dominant hand.
Oh, God. Dominant? Really?
Press the reel button and keep the line taut.
Oh, God.
Draw back the lure, then lower the rod tip.
OMG.
In one smooth motion, raise the rod tip to cast.
What is happening with all of these words? Is this for real? Do they literally have instructions on fishing poles?
Yes.
Use your thumb to control the line and stop it at your desired distance.
Desired distance? You made this up.
I did not.
Did you ChatGPT
this? No, I did not.
I feel like you
I did not.
Up.
No, this is real.
I feel like you made it up.
Do you want me to continue? There's a couple
more
sentences.
Okay.
Your non-dominant hand can help guide the pole.
Oh, stop. Stop.
All right, we'll be done with that one. Wow.
Oh, wow.
That was just how to use a fishing pole.
Oh, no, there's some lady somewhere about to drive off the road. Saying, what just happened? Have I been ignoring fishing way too long?
Lori's texting in, Ben, sell me a vacuum. And Tony said, damn, I just peed.
Oh, my gosh. This is the most obscure. How do you put a trombone together?
Oh, are you going to do that one?
Oh.
All right, you might as well. Kelly, can we make it sexy?
I think we're all going to do some learning together on this one, kids.
Okay.
Putting together a trombone can seem tricky.
Oh.
But it's simple with the right steps.
Okay.
The slide section is crucial.
Mm.
It affects the sound and playability.
Oh.
Here's how to assemble it.
Okay.
You start by aligning the outer and inner slides.
Oh.
Hold the outer slide firmly. Insert the inner slide gently.
That's not sexy. You gotta give it to me again.
Okay. I don't know if I can.
Can we make it sexy?
Insert the inner slide gently.
Mm.
Ensure both parts are straight.
Yes.
This prevents damage and ensures smooth movement.
Oh my gosh.
I was done when you made me say insert. It's over. I can't. I'm
out. All right. Can we make it sexy? The answer.
No.
The answer is yes.
No, we cannot.
Yes.
However, I feel like there may be more ladies taking up fishing.
Like, didn't know it was like that.
All right, then.
Oh,
talk
shoot.
Talk about poles. Oh, why do you have to be playing after? I feel like we've ruined this song, too.
Listen, we're just diving into a challenge, if you will. Can we make it sexy?
Oh, boy.
Just taking everyday innocuous things and reading them in a sultry voice can give it a different meaning.
Tony the Welder has a suggestion.
Yeah.
Explain how to check the oil level in your car. Hashtag dipstick.
Okay, well, here, give me a sec because I got to get to one Renee suggested. I need you to tell me how to pump gas, please. Okay, thank you.
No!
Renee, this is an... listen, hey, hang on. Kelly, this is an informational show, okay?
Okay.
So again...
This is learning.
Do you want learning corner? Do you want to go ahead and do it, or do you want me to do it?
No. You should go ahead and... It sounds like you've got it prepared.
How to pump gas... To access the gas tank, you'll probably need to pop the door to the gas tank. Depending on your model, you might have to press a button inside to pop it or just open it with your fingers. Remove the nozzle and insert it securely into the gas tank opening. On most machines, you'll need to remove the nozzle before the machine will allow you to select a variety of gas and start pumping.
Oh, wow. You are being thorough.
The safest way to do this is to remove the nozzle and immediately insert the nozzle into the gas port of your car, pushing it in until it sits snugly.
Someone is right now getting gas. Right now.
Hope that helped, Ray. This is an informational segment here on 99.7 DJX. Can we make it sexy?
Listen, I feel like you didn't fully finish the fishing instruction.
Oh.
There was way more.
Okay.
So you kind of stopped with your non-dominant,
hand can help guide the pole when it comes to casting. Mm-hmm. Hold the pole with both hands. Position the tip slightly above water level.
Oh my gosh!
Open the bail by flipping the lever. Draw the pole back behind you while keeping your wrist firm. Then swiftly bring the pole forward and release the line by closing the bail with your finger. Aim for a target area where fish might be hiding.
Oh, wow.
Can we make it sexy?
There is somebody that didn't know the premise of what we were doing and heard you talking about holding the pole with a firm wrist.
Hey, you know what?
And probably was like, what the heck is this show about? It's just the instructions on how to go fishing. That's it. That's all that is.
Hang on. All right. Someone wanted to know how to check how to check your oil.
Okay. Yes. Tony and Jessica both needed that.
All right. This is from WikiHow.
I'm not a mechanic, so I need to look this up. Yeah.
When the engine is cool, open the hood and locate the dipstick. Pull the dipstick out and wipe it off.
Oh my gosh!
Reinsert the dipstick.
Stop talking about inserting dipsticks!
Then pull it out again. Check where the oil lands on the dipstick. It should be between the two holes.
Oh, what holes?
Or lines.
Oh, gosh.
That indicate the minimum and maximum fill amounts.
Oh, wow.
Hopefully that helped.
Victoria says cold showers for everyone. Jess, I'm dying. I'm so glad this was done after school drop-off. I definitely had my 16-year-old son pump my gas this morning.
Oh, my God. All right.
He wouldn't have been such a gentleman for me, which would have caused me to get out of my car, my fuzzy slippers. Timing is everything. Oh, wow.
Can we make it sexy? That answer is yes. Everyday items. We're playing a fun little segment called... You know, where other people's problems become our entertainment. Like today, rushing to school, hurriedly checked my reflection in a parked car's window. After a few seconds of patting down my hair, the blacked out window of the car rolled down to reveal a family awkwardly watching.
Dang it. When you're just trying to use the car window as a little mirror.
That's right.
Check the look.
That's right.
You'll know that there's people in there. Yeah. Oh, dang it. Today I picked up a lady's dropped wallet, chased after her despite my sprained ankle.
Nice.
I finally caught up to her.
Oh.
She smashed her chili sauce filled hot dog across my face and kicked me in the groin, accused me of stealing her wallet.
No!
I was kept at the police station for 3 hours.
Oh, that'll teach you to try and do anything good.
Wow, that went sideways in many ways.
Oh, dang it. These are just examples of other people's problems. Now, our entertainment. Today, trying on jeans at the store, thinking the changing room door was locked, stripped down to my underwear. Suddenly, elderly woman opened the door, backed in, and said, I thought this was the toilet.
No.
She'd already hiked up her skirt.
Oh, Grandma, no.
Grandma was getting ready.
No.
She had to go.
Oh, I don't need to see Grandma's bits. No. No. Oh, no.
Do a few more.
Oh, today, I only just found out that the abbreviation... LBS is actually short for pounds.
Oh, okay.
I've been saying labs my entire life. I'm 21.
To be fair, it is a weird thing.
Right, like when did we start calling pounds LBs?
And
right?
Look, I know there are nerds that are listening that are like, well, it dates back to blah, 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 blah. And yes, sure we understand that there is an explanation, yes, but we don't need to hear that now.
Yeah.
Okay, couple more. Today, to make a good impression, I brought in homemade blueberry muffins for all the coworkers. Everyone loved them. Up until the guy with a nut allergy had to be rushed to the hospital. Turns out my almond milk wasn't as nut-free as I thought. Welcome
almond,
to the team.
Almond is a nut.
Almond is a nut. Oh, no. Yeah.
On a side note, today I learned that an almond is a nut.
Exactly. That is the alternate thing that you learn.
That's the bonus learning I had.
That's bonus learning.
Oh.
All right, we'll get to one more.
Today I woke up to find out that last night I got extremely drunk.
Oh, no.
Dumped my boyfriend of 3 years.
Oh, no.
Bought a female ostrich.
Huh?
Named it Frederick. And confessed my undying love for it on YouTube.
Oh, wow! Frederick! Oh,
that's
Frederick!
So that's so much. That reminds me of the bird in Up that named Kevin.
Kevin, yes! Wow!
Maybe that's her Kevin. So, but she dumped her boyfriend of 3 years?
And she's looking at her phone. She's like, why am I getting all these notifications? It's like, oh, people are commenting on YouTube. What YouTube? Hang on a second.
That was an active night.
Wow.
We did many things.
That indeed. Yes. There you go.
Oh, wow.
When other people's problems become our entertainment, it's...
That was fun. How long are we going to be able to use that little song for this bit intro?
Forever.
Is it going to have... Okay. All right.